From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his studies in the biblical doctrine of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Personality and Duty of the Holy Spirit. In the course of this message, we've seen that the Bible teaches that the Spirit is a person, and that He is distinct from the Father and the Son. Not only are the attributes of personality ascribed to the Spirit, but the attributes of deity are ascribed to Him as well. Throughout its entirety, the Bible proclaims the Holy Spirit to be God. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Bible's Supreme Place. The text is Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Yes, a true love for the great book will bring us great peace from the great God, and be a great protection to us. Let us live constantly in the society of the law of the Lord, and it will breed in our hearts a restfulness such as nothing else can. The Holy Spirit acts as a comforter through the Word, and sheds abroad those benign influences which calm the tempests of the soul. Nothing is a stumbling block to the man who has the Word of God dwelling in him richly. He takes up his daily cross, and it becomes a delight. For the fiery trial he has prepared, and counts it not strange, so as to be utterly cast down by it. He is neither stumbled by prosperity, as so many are, nor crushed by adversity, as others have been. For he lives beyond the changing circumstances of external life. When his Lord puts before him some great mystery of the faith, which makes others cry, "This is an hard saying, who can hear it?" the believer accepts it without question, for his intellectual difficulties are overcome by his reverent awe of the law of the Lord, which is to him the supreme authority to which he joyfully bows. Lord, work in us this love, this peace, this rest, this day.
Oh, give up the voice to God, hallelujah.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
And in that unity, from all eternity, and in his very essence, he exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is God's description. Notice I use the word description, not definition. There is no definition of God. When you define something, you circumscribe it with a limitation. God is infinite. He is not to be defined. He is described by himself in his word. And he describes himself in Trinitarian language. His essential being is he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that from all eternity. There are some people who try to get around this. They are called Sabellians or Sabellian Unitarians. Sabellius was a man who had the notion that these are only three different names for the one person. That they are three names describing that one person at different periods or in different offices or in different activities. That in eternity, God is the Father. In the accomplishment of redemption, He is the Son. And in the application of redemption, He is the Spirit. This has found popular expression in a branch of the self-styled Church of God. It used to be that the Church of God was an old-line Pentecostal denomination which believed in the doctrine of the Trinity. I'm aware that some people in the Church of God still believe that, and I thank God for it. But around 1947, 1948, there were certain apostles, as they called themselves, in the Church of God, and they had the, I suppose, new revelation that in actual fact there was no doctrine of the Trinity in the Bible. And they developed the Jesus-only movement. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son. And Jesus is the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you that is a blasphemous and heretical denial of the truth of God and repudiation of the Word of God. And it makes a mockery of some of the most sacred scenes in Scripture. We have on the cross Jesus Christ, and He's crying to the Father, "My God, why have You forsaken Me?" And yet these theological nincompoops would have us believe that He was going through some exalted charade and He was merely talking to Himself. I want to tell you, there is no Unitarianism of any description in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is not just an example or a description of God working in time. The Holy Spirit is a Trinitarian person. It is the name of that person in the Trinity existing as such from all eternity. He is called the Eternal Spirit. Hebrews 9 and verse 14. The Eternal Spirit. So the Bible teaches that He is a real person. The Bible teaches that He is a real person distinct from the Father and from the Son. Therefore, that He is a Trinitarian person. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I haven't really time today, and it would be getting off the purpose to enlarge at great length on the doctrine of the Trinity. But let me just say this to you. And I don't expect either you to understand it or me to understand it. I give it as what the Bible teaches. The divine being, the divine essence, which is just another word for being anyway, is not divided so that the Father has a third, and the Son has a third, and the Holy Spirit has a third of it. They are not all part of God. Remember what I said, God is not a unit to be divided. He is a unity. Let me put it in mathematical terms. A third of six is two, right? A third of three is one. Okay, that's simple. But what is a third of infinity? You ever try to work that out? Realize now that I'm not a mathematician, and I think you're getting into the realm of mathematical theory that boggles the human mind. Because you see, our minds are finite. We cannot think in terms of the infinite. But God is infinite. He is not finite. How can you divide infinity? Can't be done. To put it in stupid terms, a third of infinity is infinity. What I'm saying is this. Here is a mystery. What a blessed mystery it is. That God exists as one indivisible God from all eternity. And He exists as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit. And such is that personal distinction that each one of those divine persons can speak of I, Thou, and He. They are personal distinctions. For like the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit is a Trinitarian person. Now we have been in some deep water there. I hope you haven't got drowned. But I have no apology to make for covering that ground this morning. I think that it's wise for Christians to know the God that they worship. The last thing, therefore, that I want to say, since the Holy Spirit is a person distinct from the Father and the Son, therefore a Trinitarian person, hence we are prepared now for the proof from Scripture that the Holy Spirit is set forth in the Bible in all His full-armed deity. He is God. That means He is equal with the Father and with the Son. We speak of the first person of the Trinity, the second person of the Trinity, and the third person of the Trinity. And I realize that when we're talking about the infinite God, there are terms that we have to use to try and get things in an expressible form, in an understandable form. But there's always danger in our terminology. Some people have the impression, even though they don't put it in words, it comes out in their action, it comes out in their worship, it comes out in their praying, that the Father, in some way, is the most important. The Son is next in importance, and the Holy Spirit is last in importance. You know, you're way, way off there. Co-equal and eternal are the persons of the Godhead. He, that is the Spirit, is God. Let me give you the proof. First of all, He's called God. The Bible calls Him God. We have read it this morning, 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Lord is that Spirit. The New Testament word Lord is the counterpart to the Old Testament Jehovah. This is an absolute proof of the deity of the Holy Ghost. Let me show you it in perhaps more striking form still. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, you have one of the most serious occurrences in the early church. Ananias and Sapphira. Both of them are smitten down in death. Now their sin was a very grievous sin. Look at verse 3. Peter said to Ananias, "Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" Now underline that. "You lied," said Peter, "to the Holy Ghost." Now look at verse 4, the very last line of the verse. "Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God." You lied to the Holy Ghost. What is this? Peter says it is lying unto God. The Holy Ghost categorically called God. Not only so, but all the attributes of God are ascribed to the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to go through them in detail today. But He is called the Eternal Spirit, Hebrews 9:14. He is said to be omnipresent, Psalm 139 and verse 7. Whither shall I flee from thy Spirit? The omnipresent Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 10, He is the omniscient Spirit. In Zechariah 4 and 6, He is the omnipotent Spirit. It is not by might, nor by power, but it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Paul took this up in Romans 15 and verse 19, when he spoke of mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. In Romans 8 and 11, Paul attributes the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the power of the Spirit of God. He is the omnipotent Spirit. Again and again, He is called the Holy Spirit. Remember that that's His proper name. And then recollect the words of Isaiah 57 and verse 15, where Jehovah speaks and He says, I am the High and the Lofty One who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. When the Bible says His name is the Holy Spirit, it is saying He is absolutely, eternally, essentially, undeniably God. Then He's called in Nehemiah 9:20, the Good Spirit of God. The Good Spirit. Now keep that in mind as you think of Christ's words in Mark 10 and verse 18. There is none good but God. The Bible calls Him the Good Spirit, because the Bible teaches Him to be truly God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.